We're starting in Mitzvah Shem, the Gemara of Pesachim, Daf Beis and Aleph, should be with Hatzlocha. So, the Gemara, the first Mishnah says as follows, Or La Abo Asar. So, right now, of course the Gemara is going to go through what the word Or means, but we know that the word Or La Abo Asar means the night of the 14th, meaning the night before Pesach. Boitkines HaChometz, person has to do Bedika on his Chometz to make sure that he doesn't have any extra Chometz in his house. La Or Aner, using candlelight. Okay, so of course everybody goes through Rashi. You can't go without saying Rashi. Rashi says Boitkin Shlo Yavor Alav B'Bal Yiro B'Bal Yemotze. Rashi says that you have a chiyuv d'araisa to do this bedika in order so that you're not over in the Isser B'Bal Yiro B'Bal Yemotze. Tosfos in the Ran, of course, are masbir that the din of bedika is a din d'rabbanon, that you want to make sure that we're extra machmer over here because of the fact that if a person potentially finds the chametz on Pesach, he may either the bittul wasn't done properly, or he may accidentally come to eat it, and we want to make sure that the person doesn't chas v'shalom be over the yisur then. But of course, really doing the bittul, as we'll see later in the Gemara, doing the bittul is really what the yisur is that you have to prevent. That creates the fact that you're not over on the yisur anymore, and the bedika is just an extra chumrah on top of that. Okay, so that's the beginning of this masechta. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "Chol makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, ein tzarich bedika." Any place that you don't, there's no potential that you brought chametz over there before Pesach, you really don't have to check. Ubama. So Rashi's girsa is ubama amru. And where did we say that case that if you do have to check because potentially there is chametz there? Beishur is b'marteif. This is in a store, in a wine cellar. That you, Rashi says that you may have gone down during the meal carrying a piece of bread in your hand. You may have gone down to take an extra bottle of wine from your wine cellar. So there may be chametz there. So the two rows of the wine cellar you have to check. Mokoim shemachnisim by chametz. It's only because there's a potential that you actually brought chametz there. But Anachanami, had you never brought chametz into the area, there's no reason to do bedika. You don't have to check someplace that there can't be chametz. Now, how do you define two rows? Beishamayam and beishuras alpanei kol ha marteif. That you check the front two rows on, in front of the whole cellar. Is the two outside ones, which are the top two rows. So if you're looking at a pile of barrels lined up one on top of the other, so do you check the two top rows or the two front rows, as far, two front rows that you can get in? That's machlekas b'shara b'sil. Now the Gemara starts off my or. What is the word? The first word in this Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, is a very unusual word, or that the beginning of either the day or the night. So Rav Huna Omar Nigi means the beginning of the light, the beginning of the day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Leili, Rabbi Yehuda says, means the beginning of the night, which would mean the night before Pesach or the morning before Pesach. That's the machlekes, if that's how you translate the word or. So the Gemara wants to say, Kasal Kadaitach, in the beginning we think, Demanda Amar Nigi Nigi Mamish, that when he says light, he means the beginning of the day, literally. Umanda Amar Leili Leila Mamish, he means night, means the night, literally Mamish. Now that second statement of Laila means Laila Mamish never changes. When the Gemara uses the word Sal Kadaitach, that we think, the only thing that changes is what we think that or means morning or day. But the fact that or means night, that actually the maskana sagamara never changes. The machlekas Rashi Taisus, whether we're even goyris these words or not, because of the fact that never changes. Okay, so those are the two shitas. Let's just remember that Rav Huna says day and Rav Yehuda says night. So meisvei, we're going to go through rayas back and forth. Meisvei, haboiker or, this is talking about when the shvatim left Yosef after they found out that it was Yosef. Haboiker or, the morning came, and the men were sent, meaning the Shvatim went back to tell Yaakov. So the way we understand this is that Haboiker, the word Boiker, or which is morning, they started going off. So we see the word or means Yamah. So the Gemara says, no, Raya, Miksiv Ha'or, Boiker, it doesn't say the or, which is Boiker, which is defined as Boiker, and that would tell us that the word or means Boiker. No, rather, Haboiker or, it says the morning became lit, which is not talking about defining the, it's not defined as the morning, but rather the morning became lit. The word or definitely means light. Ksiv, and that's what's written, so therefore you don't have a right. Command Amr Tzafranor, it's like saying the morning lit up. So Ukad Rav Yehuda Amarav, and a side point that we're really teaching us over here, why the Pasuk wrote it that way, was to teach us Rav Yehuda's din, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, La'olam yichnois adam b'chitoiv, the yoitzu b'chitoiv, that a person should leave in the morning when it's light outside, and he should reside, if he's on a trip, he should find his campsite and find where he's going to sleep for the night while it's still light outside, so that either he doesn't fall into holes on the way, Tosfos explains, or that he shouldn't be hurt by the mazikim. But in any event, he shouldn't be traveling at night. So that's not a raya. Meisvei, I'll bring you another contradiction. Uka'or, boiker, yizach shemesh. And in the light of the morning, the sun should shine. Once again, alma or yimamahu. So it says, uka'or, boiker, the light of the morning. So we see we're defining the word or as the morning. So the Gemara says again, miksiv or boiker, does it say the or which is defined as morning? Uka'or, boiker, and like the light of the morning, siv. That's what it says. So it's again, it's not defining the morning, it's saying that there is light in the morning. And the light is like the light of a morning in this world. It's going to be even though the olam haba is going to be so strong that it's like the shining of when the light comes up in the morning. That's how strong the light is going to be for the tzaddikim in the olam haba. So in other words, it's just saying that for the tzaddikim, it's going to be well lit. Even in the morning, is going to be well lit for the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. They're leaving this dark world to go to a better world. Meisvei, another contradiction. Vayikra lekim la'or yoyim. This is talking about Maisa Bereishis, that Hashem called the morning the or yoyim. He called the word or yoyim. Now that seems like a pretty good raya alma or yimamahu, right? Because he's calling the word R, he's calling it day. So that's exactly what we're trying to prove, that the word R means daytime. The Gemara says, no, hachi ka'amar, this is what we mean to the ulameir, and to the light that lit up the morning, uba, that while it was coming, while it was getting light, kara yoim, so he called that phenomena, he called that yoim, but not the fact that the word R means boiker. That's how the Gemara is defining this. It's saying that, not that the word or is boiker, but rather as it got light, so Hashem said, oh, now it's light, I can call that yoim. But it's only defining it as yoim, not defining it as or. Elameyato, lachoshach kara laila, but if you're going to use that logic that we're referring to the phenomena of light, so then you're going to say the phenomena of dark, you call that laila. So you're going to say, lamachshachu ba kara laila, that means that as it's getting dark, you called night. So it has to be dark. So it sounds like it's referring to the concept of as it's getting light, that already is defined as night. But that's not true. We hold that even as it's getting dark, that's still considered part of the day. Until Tseisa Kechavim, which is completely dark. So if you're going to define morning as it's getting light, then the opposite of that would be as it's getting dark is defined as night. But we just said, l'halocha, that's not true. That even as it's getting dark, that's still considered part of the day. So we cannot define morning as it's getting light. El hachiko omar. Rather, this is what I mean to say. Karya rachmana linohura, that Hashem called to the light. Hashem said, called him, like, come over here. Upakde, and commanded him amitzvasa diyamama on his commandment of the day. Meaning, he said, come here, and you're going to apply during the day. V'kayir rachman alechashucha, and Hashem called the darkness, upokte amitzvasa, Delilah, and commanded him to be on his post at night. But it's, again, he's not referring to defining the word, or you are day, that the word light means day. Rather, he's saying, light, come here, you are part of the day. And night, darkness, come here, you are part of the night. You are commanded on the night. So again, we're trying to define, well, the issue here is whether the word or means day, or the word Laila we know means night. Meisvei. Yeah. No. Shkach. The Meisvei. Halu kol kolchvei or. So this we say in davening that the stars of or are going to praise Hashem. So now the Gemara is flipping and saying, Alma or urtahu. Now all of a sudden the word or, if it's the stars of or, usually stars are seen at night, so we're saying that or means nighttime. So we see or means nighttime. So the Gemara says, this would be a raya to Rav Yehuda Shita. Until now we have been bringing rayas to Rav Huna Shita. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar, halalu kol kolchvei hameir. Not that the or referring to the stars at night, but rather the stars that give light are going to praise Hashem. So the Gemara says, well, if that's how you're going to define Elamayata, Koychavim Hameirim, Hudaboy Shavuchei, the stars that give off light, those are the stars that need or required, are involved in praising Hashem, She'en Meirim, Loiboy Shavuchei. The stars that don't give off light, that we don't see, are not involved in praising Hashem. V'oksiv, Halu Kol Tzavakov. that they're going to praise all the legions, all the stars, all the objects out in the sky are going to praise Hashem. So it's not only the stars that give off light. So how do you define that first pasuk? Elohim Kamashmalan is coming to teach us the Or Dekoychavim Nami Orhu. What it's trying to say is that the light of stars is also considered light. You might think, well, the sun gives off light. The stars don't have really such an impact. We don't see so much from them, which is, you know, only partially true or not true. So the Kochavim are also, even the light from stars is still considered light. L'may nafkamina, what difference does it make if they give off light or not? They do what they do. So the Gemara says, L'noidim min ha'or. If a person makes an edda that he's not allowed to have hano, not allowed to have any enjoyment from the stars, from the light, so we say that stars are also considered giving off light, and he's not allowed to have the hanoah from the stars. The Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, hanoah min ha'or, somebody who makes a neder, a promise, that he's not going to have any hanoah from light, also ba'irin shel kochavim, he in fact is even usher from the light, the enjoyment of the light of the stars. Okay, so we don't have a riot. Meisvei. Once again, la'or, yakum, roitzeach, and then when it's light, the roitzeach will get up, yaktil, he will kill ani the evyon, a poor person. Ubalayla yehei yiyin kaganim, and at night he's going to be considered a ganim. Now we define here. We start with the word or, and we finish with the word layla. So contrast of layla lechayra or means day, just in the way the pasuk is set up. Now and the Gemara says umidika omar hamidika omar ubalayla yiyin. So by the fact that we say that at night he's considered a ganim, alma the beginning from here we see that the beginning of the pasuk or yamamahu, that the morning when he was considered an ani ve'evyon, we can kill him. So then that's that part of the or is referring to the daytime. So we have a raya that the word or means daytime. So the Gemara says hasam hachi kamar. What the way to read the pasuk is as follows: not referring to day versus night. What it's referring to really is the concept of Baba Machteris, which is that if a person is coming and digging into someone else's house, so the halacha is that we assume that if he's digging under the person's house, and if you try to prevent him from stealing, the ganev is willing to kill. So he becomes a reitzech. So the halacha is that if somebody's coming to kill you, you can first go ahead and protect yourself and kill him before anything happens. So we see that. So that's the concept that we're talking about over here, that he's digging into your house, you're allowed to protect yourself by killing him. However, the Gemara says like this, Hachi Kama, Ipshita Lecha Milsa, if it's that clear to you, Kenehura, like daylight, the Anafashas Ka'asi, that he would be willing to, that he's coming on something that applies to your life, so Reitzeachu, then he has a Din Reitzeach, Venitin Lahatziloi, Benafshoi, and then you're allowed to save him even with his soul, meaning even killing him. However, but if you're mesupik, not again, we're not referring to day versus night, but if you have any concept of sveikas, any doubt, so then, like at night, then he has a regular din of a ganav, and you're not allowed to kill him. So Rashi says this is talking about the difference between a father digging into a son's house versus a son digging into his father's house. When a father comes into his son's house, the son knows that under normal circumstances, of course, unless you know otherwise, under normal circumstances, a father would never kill his son. So therefore, you have to assume that you have no right to kill him. However, the other way around, where it's potentially possible, again, Tosfos Chelek on the Pshat, but Rashi says that where it's potentially possible that a son would actually do whatever it takes to make the money, so then, if you're mesupik, then you have to consider it a ganav. But if you're sure that he's coming, al tzreitzeach, then you have a right to kill the person first. Kill the person first. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Meisei, anu raya. Yechashchu koichve nishvoi yikav la'or. The night will be, the stars will be dark. Nishboy Rashi says means the stars of the night, at night, Rashi says, and you'll wait. Yikav means you'll hope for the morning. Ve'ain, and it doesn't come. Ve'al yira ba'afafei shachar, and you won't be seen in the dust of the morning when it comes up. Okay, now. That's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about that the context is that it's so bad at night that you're going to hope for the morning to come. In any event, for purposes of our drashas over here, it uses the word yikav la'or, that you're going to hope for the morning. So now, midakamer yikav la'or va'ayin, that you're going to hope for the morning and it doesn't come, alma or yamamahu. So obviously, the way the pashup shah of reading that pasuk is that you're going to hope for the day. You're going to hope for the daytime. So the word or means daytime. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not the way to necessarily read the pasuk. Over there, it's not talking about day really, it's talking about Eiv was so upset he was cursing his own mazel. Omar, and he said, Yehei Rava, it should be the hope, the litzvei hach gavra l'nehura, that this person should wait for the light, v'loi lishkechei, and he shouldn't find it. So in other words, he was just saying that he's waiting for the light. He's not referring really to the daytime. He's talking about the light that lights up the daytime. So once again, this is saying that it's not defining the word biker, it's not defining the word day, but rather it's saying the light that comes together with the day, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. So or doesn't mean necessarily day. Meisvet, another raya. Va'omer, achoshech yishufeni, that again, that darkness is going to be at night. V'layla, or, and the night is going to, ba'adeni, is going to be lit up for me. This is by David HaMelech. This is what he was saying, that he thought it was so horrible in this world that he was hoping at least when he goes to Olam HaBa that there's going to be a light for him over there in Olam HaBa. So Alma, but once again, what do we see? Laila, he refers to night, will be or for me. So Alma or Yamamahu will be light like day. So we see the light, the day, the night, meaning this world will be lit up for me, will be light for me, will be like day in the world to come. So, but he refers to or as the day. He was contrasting the night to the or, which is day. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Hachi Kamar, you don't have a riot. Hachi Kamar David. This is what David was saying. Ani Amarti Ach Choshech Yishufeni Lo'olam Haba. I thought that the night was going to encompass me even for Olam Haba. Shehu Daim Eloyim. Olam Haba is compared to day. Achshav Olam Hazeh. Shehu Daim Eloyla. But now it turns out that even Olam Hazeh, which is typically like dark, or Ba'adeni, will be lit up for me. So, meaning, again, he's not saying that the word or means daytime. He says, punkfakert. He's saying that the night will be lit up. So the word or doesn't, not at all in this context, mean the word day. It means light. It will give me light. This is talking about when Shlomo HaMelech, as Rashi explains, when Shlomo HaMelech went to bring the Aron HaKodesh into the Kodesh HaKodashim, so he couldn't get the doors of the Kodesh HaKodashim, of the Heichal, locked. And he could not get them open. And Shlomo HaMelech said, why don't you open in this chos, and Avram's chos, and David. Finally, Shlomo HaMelech said, why don't you open up, please open up in the schus of David HaMelech, and that's when the gates opened up. So everybody in the world got to see that the gates only opened up in the schus of David, and they realized that obviously the gates of the Kodesh Kodashim wouldn't open up for somebody who didn't have the proper schusim. So even those people who had tainus against David HaMelech realized that David HaMelech was somebody that was really a tzaddik. So David HaMelech says, even the night, which is the world, this world became lit up for me because people saw that I really was correct and not a rasha. Meisvei, try to bring another right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Boitkin or la'abosra. So now this is the same kind of lashon as our Mishnah, but he says Boitkin or la'abosra uba abosra shachris. But then he continues to saying, I check once at night, and then I check once in the morning, uba shas sabir, and then I have to check a third time when I actually burn the chametz. Now this is pretty clear. If we're comparing Midagamar Rabbi Yehuda Boitkin or Abbasar, by the fact that he says I check or whatever that means, Uba Abbasar Shachris, and then he continues and he says, and then I have to check in the morning. So clearly Ama or Urtahu. So obviously the word or in that case had to mean the night beforehand. Shema Mino, and the Gemara says that's a good raya that over there or must mean nighttime. So that's our first raya that the word or in our Mishnah is used in the context of night. Shema Mino, we have a good raya. Meisvei. So now the Gemara brings another raya and get a little bit of sidetracked here. When is it that we're going to learn these halachas much later, that when is it that a person is not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach? So Machlekes Rashi Tosfos over here, whether this is just a minig ba'alma or it's a din that everybody must apply to. And Galil, as the Gemara over there is going to use in the Mishnah later, is going to use as an example, Tosfos says, is just as an example, but it really applies to everybody. In any event, so Meisvim, Emesai Arbaas, or Osir Basias Malacha, at what point on the 14th, Erev Pesach, is it Osir for a person to do Malacha? Rabbi Lozab ben Yaakov, Oimer Mishas Ha'or. He says Mishas Ha'or, whatever that means. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Huda, Oimer Mishas Hanetzachamo. Rabbi Huda says it starts when the sun comes up over the horizon, from Netz. So Amalei Rabbi Lozab ben Yaakov, now this is important, what his tain is. Rabbi Lozab ben Yaakov says the Rabbi Huda, V'chi Heichan Matzino Yoim Shemiktasai Osir Basias Malacha, Miktasai Osir. When do we ever see that half a day is mutter and half a day is aser? That was his taina. Meaning, Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov wanted to say that the entire day should be aser. And he's the one who used the word or. Okay, so he wants the entire day to be aser. So, but the response, Rabbi Huda's response was, Who adds my yechiach? Now I'll prove it to you in Hilchos Pesach itself. Shemiktsasa motor b'achilas chametz, shemiktsasa also b'achilas chametz. His response was, no, what are you talking about? Erev Pesach itself is a day that half is motor and half is also when it comes to eating chametz. So it's the same thing could be true about doing malacha half mutter, half aser. Now, the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Mi d'gamar Rabbi Yehuda, mishas ha-netz ha-chamo. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said half the day, and he was referring to netz. Alma or d'gamar Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov. So that must be that or that Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov was saying that he wanted to include the entire day, or to who? So he wanted to say that, or so he must have meant it at night. He was saying, well, if the 14th is a day that's also like normally on Yontif, or Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha. When does the malacha start? The Issa malacha starts Friday night, the night before. So too over here, when you're talking, if Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov's taina is that the whole day should be usher and it has to start before Nates, so l'chayra, it should start from the night before. So he used the word ar, so we see that according to Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, the word ar meant, was used to define night the night before. So that's the Gemara wants to bring a raya. So the Gemara says, "Loi, no raya. My or amud hashachar." All he wants to do, the Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov clearly has to be a time before Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is starting from Nates. Now the question is, how do you define the full day? Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, the Gemara wants to suggest now, says that amud hashachar, when the first light starts coming up, even before the sun actually comes up over the horizon, the morning starts getting lit up. The sky starts lighting up much earlier before that. So maybe that's what he means, the full day. The full day, the full time that there's any light whatsoever. It doesn't necessarily have to backtrack all the way to the night before. And therefore, that's what he meant by or, the beginning of the day. So, but let's look at their argument. Their argument is, where do you ever see that part of the day is mutter and part of the day is usser? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda just answer to Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov that statement itself? Why don't he just say, what are you talking about? You yourself agree that part of the day is mutter and part of the day is usser. Because even you, if what Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov meant was alois, that he meant the whole day has to be usser, starting from the first light in the morning. So Rabbi Yehuda's answer is very simple. You yourself are splitting the day and the night. So the same way you split the day and the night, I just say that the day starts by Nates. You want the day to start by Alois. I want the day to start by Nates. So you don't have a raya against me. Well, that would have been the simplest answer that Rabbi Yehuda could have given if you wanted to find the word or to mean Alois. If you want the word or to mean the beginning, mamish, the beginning of the first light of the morning. So the Gemara says no. So again, the Gemara, based on that, wants to say that the word or must mean the night before. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have a right. You can still make sense. Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov hachi ka'amar. What he meant to say is like this. Again, even if he meant alois, which is the beginning of the light time, the light, when the light first starts in Gamagabi, this would be his taina. Bishlam elodidi. According to me, I make sense. Ashkechina de kapalag rabbanon ben yomam alalayla. There are other cases, there are other halachos where we see there's a difference between the nighttime versus the daytime. But the entire day is usher. Where? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Gabi Tainis Tzibur. By Tainis Tzibur, Ad Masai Oichel B'Shoisa, when can a person eat and drink? Like, for example, we have Shavasa Batamas coming up right now. We know that we don't have to fast at night. The fast starts in the morning. But you have to eat before Alois. So when does the full day, it's only the full day, but there's a difference between night and day. So his answer would be, like a Tainis Tzibur. You're able to when is it mutter to eat and drink? Ad sheyala amud hashachar. Divrei Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov. Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov himself is the one who says that it means amud hashachar is mutter. Rav Shimon Omer, ad krois hagever, you can eat until the morning, the chicken calls in the morning, which is netz, not alois. In any event, so that was Rabbi Loza's taita, that if you're going to make the day usser, the entire day has to be usser, including the first light in the morning. And therefore his response was, but according to you that says that we start from Nates, so which is not really technically the beginning of the day, where do we see that a day itself gets split, the Palag Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon and their halachas are split and say, well, part of the day is mutter and part of the day is usher. That's unusual, and that's what his time is. So according to that pshat, we could say that the word or taka means alois, means the beginning of the day, just like by a tainus it means the beginning of the day, it means the first light of the day. So to over here, by iser malacha, could have meant the beginning of the day by alois. So amar lei, so what would Rabbi Yehuda's response be? Hu atzma yechiach. I'll prove it to you. What are you talking about? You want to know where we have a half a day like this and half a day like that? I'll prove it to you from Erev Pesach itself. Shemitzasa mutter b'achilas chametz, shemitzasa also b'achilas chametz. You see that the day itself is split. Half the day is mutter, and half the day is aser. So the Gemara even says, Shaper kamalei Rabbi Yehuda l'rolaza. Rabbi Yehuda has a good taina. We see that achilas chametz is partially mutter and partially aser. My answer is hachi kamalei. But he said, so what Rabbi Lozer's response was actually makes sense also. This is what Rabbi Eliezer would answer him. I'm discussing the Rabbanans. Where do we see that the Rabbanon, when they institute a halacha, that they split and they say part of the day is mutter, part of the day is aser? When the Rabbanon usually make a gzeira, they usually make a davar shalim, a whole series of things. So if they make the whole day, they're not going to talk about a half a day. They're going to talk about half the day is mutter, half the day is aser. They would never do that. If they're going to make it aser, they're going to make the whole day aser. You're going to bring me a raya from chametz d'araisa, which is sometimes mutter. The Torah itself decides when it's mutter and it's aser. You can't bring me a raya from the fact that the Torah set a time when it's mutter, like Kriya Shema. You got to read Kriya Shema in the morning. The Torah decided when this many hours in the morning, this many hours in the is mutter, and this is, you know, when the Torah sets the time, the Torah could split the time however it wants. But when the Rabbanu make gezeiros, they usually make gezeiros for the whole day. So once again, according to this, it would come out that it's possible that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wanted to say that the Isur Melacha starts even during the day, not necessarily the night before. And he wanted to say that if you're going to make the day Usr, then it should be Usr literally from the beginning of the morning. The Iduch, what is Rabbi Elazar going to argue? He says, Shas Rabbanon. He says, the fact that even the Rabbanon have times also, because even the Torah that says, you can't tell me, oh, but that's Deraisa and I'm Derabbanon, because there is this Derabbanon. Because, for example, the Torah says it's Asr to eat chametz from the sixth hour. We know the halacha is, as we'll see later in the Masechta, that the Rabbanon Asr to eat even from the fourth hour. So we see the Rabbanon do create times that are mutter and times that are Asr. The Iduch, harchakohu da'avid Rabbanon l'daraisa. That's because the Torah already set the time. The Torah already split the day. Then the question is, the Rabbanon made a gzeira, they made a geder, they made a hachaka. So then the Rabbanon aren't instituting a new halacha. My response is that when the Rabbanon institute new halachas, those new halachas are going to apply for the entire day one way or the other. Not when they make a geder, then they take what the Torah provided to us and they make a geder around that. So of course that could be in the middle of the day. But if the Rabbanon were creating a new iser, like the din of malacha, so then in Hanami that new iser would have been for the whole day. Okay, so in any event, so we don't have a raya one way or the other, because the word or, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was using, could be either meant the night before or could mean the morning before. And it seems that the Gemara is actually learning that the word or in that context, even though the Gemara doesn't prove it, but it seems that the Gemara has actually understood that the word or, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant taka in the morning. In any event, and we would base the halacha based on that. But it's not a raya. So let's do one last raya. The Gemara says, Meisvei, ein masi en masois, Ella ala chodesh. Ala a chodesh shenira bismana. This is a completely different inyan. This is talking about, as we know, that they used to set, nowadays we have a calendar, but before they had a calendar, the way they used to set Rosh Chodesh was based on the fact that Edim used to come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin that they saw the moon. Now, how would they get the message out to the rest of Klal Yisrael? They would set up on various mountains, they had points from here to there, where they would light these huge bonfires, and at night, the people very far away would be able to see the bonfire, then the next mountain range would light their bonfire and so on and so forth, and that signal would be sent actually pretty far very quickly, because it was just a matter of once they saw the light, they lit their fire. You know, within an hour, a couple of hours, very, like, a couple of hundred miles were able, it's even like close to 1,000 miles they were able to send the message within one night, which is pretty impressive. In any event, so it says that when did they do this? They only did this if Rosh Chodesh was early, meaning, as you know, that the Jewish month is either 29 days or 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh can either be, if it's a 29-day month, that means Rosh Chodesh of the next month is on the 30th day. So they only bothered making the bonfires on a short month so that Rosh Chodesh was, so to speak, early. But when Rosh Chodesh was regular, they didn't light the bonfire. Now, when does it say? They only lit the bonfire when it was bezmane, meaning it was a short month, and now the first day already is Rosh Chodesh. The first day, meaning the 30th day, is already Rosh Chodesh. The Kache. The Emesay Masim Esoyis. And when do they light these bonfires? Lo'or Iburoi. On the night before it actually ends up being an extra month, meaning on the night that would potentially be the 30th day of the month. So now the word or clearly or alma or ortahu, so it's shmamino. That or over there has to be in the night because they're not lighting the bonfires. As Rashi says, they're not lighting them during the day. Nobody would be able to see the signal, or it wouldn't travel as far at least. But so when it says, and when do you light it at Or, so we see that Or is the nighttime. Shema mino. So once again, the word Or definitely means nighttime. Mesvei, one more stira. Hoya oymed kol alayla umakriv al mizbeach. This is talking about bringing korbanos, that they were able to bring korbanos. If they fell off the mizbeach, you can actually burn the evarim the whole night. It says, la oira. So even if I was burning mizbeach, la oira, toin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So in when it comes to oira, meaning in the following morning, I was up the whole night, and before I can do avodah, typically I have to wash my hands. So the question is, if I was up the whole night, do I still have to wash my hands the following morning? So it says tain kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you have to wash your hands over again to do malacha the next day. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's shita, that lila, that linus lila, that just mere fact that you have the. That even if the water is kaddish, if it goes overnight, you have to redo it. It becomes possible by the next morning. So we see the word oira means daytime. The Gemara answers oira shani. Everybody agrees. Till now, the discussion was just on the word or, but once you're getting with the word oira, the oira definitely can mean morning. That could mean morning. And anachanami in that halacha does mean the morning. It doesn't mean at night. But that's not our issue. Our issue here is defining the word or, not defining the word oira. Okay, we'll stop over here.